This is the WGXC News Update. I'm Neva Wartell. Local Republican State Senators Kathleen Marchione, George Amador, James Seward, and Sue Serino were among the state lawmakers spending the most on bulk rate postage last year. Ahead of elections, state lawmakers spent almost double on bulk rate postage last year than in 2015, with taxpayers paying the bill again, the Daily News reports. Serino spent the most of the locals, $126,514.41, fourth highest in the state. Amador spent $112,716.39, Marchione $102,860.32, and Seward $100,292.80. Much lower on the list were Assembly members Dee Dee Barrett, a Democrat, who spent $43,437.56, Pete Lopez, a Republican, who spent $19,472.14, and Steve McLaughlin, a Republican, who spent $6,379.07 on bulk rate postage in 2016. Bulk rate postage is used to send flyers, letters, and postcards to voters and is supposed to be used for information, not campaigns. The Hudson Opera House, Assemblymember Dee Dee Barrett, and a consortium of regional cultural organizations, historic sites, galleries, shops, dining, and lodging establishments launched a survey for visitors of, quote, the greater region, end quote. The Hudson Area Visitor Survey is now online at www.hudsonareavisitorsurvey.com. George Wachtel of Audience Research and Analysis and Larissa Ortiz Associates are conducting the survey that covers a 50-mile radius from Hudson. Says Assemblymember Dee Dee Barrett, quote, cultural tourism plays an important role in drawing visitors to enjoy our historic treasures and vibrant arts scene. It's a key economic driver, and the Hudson Area Survey will help us to understand the tourism market to meet our growing needs. I wish to thank the state of New York for its generous support of this important initiative and the Hudson community for working together to undertake this timely and useful survey. End quote. Mid-Hudson News reports that immigration officials have detained Joel Guerrero of New Paltz because he missed a 2011 court date after a conviction for misdemeanor marijuana possession. Guerrero holds a green card and is being held in a federal immigration detention facility in New Jersey, facing possible deportation. Guerrero legally immigrated from the Dominican Republic 20 years ago. His wife, Jessica, is from the Poughkeepsie-New Paltz area and is 6 months pregnant with their first child. She told Mid-Hudson News, quote, if he voluntarily leaves, he won't have the deportation on his record, and we would have more options in terms of countries where we would be able to actually go. If this happens and he is deported, I will absolutely go with him. He's my husband. We're having a child together. This is my life. It's not what I want, but I couldn't be apart from him, end quote. Read the full story in the Mid-Hudson News. And Amelia Teasdale reports in the Columbia paper that the Chatham Village Board voted unanimously to raise water and sewer rates beginning March 1st after a public hearing where several residents questioned the need for the increase. Now residents will pay 0.045 cents per cubic foot of water used and 0.45 cents for sewer service. The water rate outside the village is now 0.09 cents per cubic foot for water, and there are special new rates for Price Chopper and the Chatham School District. Mayor Tom Curran said increased costs are the reason for the rate hikes, with the village needing to build a tank at the open reservoir, which has been leaking 50,000 gallons a day for several years. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. I'm Neva Wartell, and this has been the WGXC News Update.